You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This is a Zone Radio, 88.5, the voice of the valley. The time, 8 minutes past four, and it's time for us to chat to Odette Butcher. She's in the studio. She's going to be speaking to us about something that has to do with making sense of the
sales funnel.
The sales funnel. Hello,
Odette. Yes, hello,
Butcher.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Sales funnel. What on earth is a sales funnel?
I don't know.
Everyone
keeps talking about it, so I thought let's unpack it on air.
Okay. All right. Well, hit us with the sales funnel. How are you otherwise?
I'm well.
Hey? Did you have a nice little, post-elopement party?
Yes.
I was there. Lots of people.
It was packed.
Yeah. Yeah. I was told basically those were your friends. I'm not saying by who. Those are your friends and their husbands. Basically, that's what it boiled down
to. My friends and their husbands. There was a lot of people there that you would have known as well.
Yes.
From the valley.
Yeah, Shorties was there.
And then, of course, everyone from the pub was there.
Everyone from the pub was there. And you were there.
Yes.
And this fellow that you married.
Yeah.
Mike.
Who I didn't spend any time with
at
the party.
Not once. I watched that. I watched that. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what size wedding you put together, the outcome is the same. You spend the whole time circulating.
Absolutely. As it should be.
Exactly.
As it should be. All right. Well, it was a lovely function. Very nice
indeed.
And some very nice people there. Right. Were they funneling or doing sales funneling? Were they remotely interested in that at all?
I don't know if people were salesing or networking there, but it wasn't that type of party. It was more about socializing.
All eyes were on you. Let's be honest. It was about all eyes on you. Okay, so that's what it was about.
Really?
Very pretty dress you were wearing.
Thank you.
Well, almost wearing.
Okay. Almost wearing. Isn't that scanty?
No, it wasn't. It was very, very classy.
There we go.
Okay. Mike even had a haircut. I was very impressed.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Get on with it now.
So today we're going to chat about the sales funnel, because in the world of digital marketing and online advertising, you will tend to see images of the sales funnel and also hear about it. But most of us are too scared or overwhelmed to even go and Google it and find out all about the sales funnel and its purpose. And I think that this is very important for all of us to know in any type of business, because essentially it is the process of the customer journey. So in essence, what is a sales funnel? The purchase funnel or purchasing funnel is a consumer-focused marketing model that illustrates the theoretical customer journey toward the purchase of a good or service. So it's as the customer enters the business, goes through the process of the business, and pops out on the other side with their good or services. Mm. How does a sales funnel work? A sales funnel is a step-by-step process that allows you to bring your potential customer one step closer to your offer and a buying decision through a series of marketing actions like automated emails, videos, articles, and landing pages that will do the selling for you. So it's almost like massaging your customer through every stage of the journey.
Mm. It's a kind of, the name funnel says it all, because it is broad at the top.
Yes.
And you're going to lose along the way until it narrows down to those people that are actually going to transact. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm visual. That's why I love looking at pictures. And sometimes this can be maybe hard to relay on radio, but you're absolutely 100% correct. And in essence, it's what you were also chatting about, where so often we talk about Chinese water torture.
Mm.
It's pretty much the same process, but I'd like to use the word massage instead of torture. But okay. I don't want to talk about a Chinese massaging your customers.
Yeah, because
that's a bit dodgy.
We could end up going down the wrong tunnel.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But it's basically massaging the customer and the process journey. So why is a sales funnel important? Understanding the concept of a sales funnel is important because it's a useful model for visualizing the customer journey from initial awareness all the way through to conversion. The sales funnel provides a useful framework through which you can always analyze your business and identify areas for improvement. How often is it that we just start a business without even having like a process, a strategy, a framework, you know, groundwork? And I think that these funnels are important because if we can identify where things are falling down in our business, then we can go in and hopefully fix it. It's easy to remember the sales funnel main stages by the acronym AIDA: awareness, interest, decision, and action. These four stages represent your prospective customer's mindset. Each stage requires a different approach from you, the marketer, because you don't want to send the wrong message at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about presenting the customer as you're massaging them through the funnel with the right message at the right time and in the right place. And this is quite interesting. There's different types of sales funnels because obviously all of us are running different types of businesses. The following funnel types are sales generating templates designed to help you create clear pathways towards creating paying customers. There's a lead generation funnel, a content funnel, a webinar sign-up funnel, a sales call booking funnel, onboarding funnel, review funnel, limited time offer sales funnel, and cancellation funnel, to name a few. Mm. What is the difference between a marketing funnel and a sales funnel? And this is interesting. Marketing funnel advertises a product or services to give leads a reason to buy, whereas a sales funnel deals with the leads from the marketing funnel, enticing them to buy not once, but as often as possible. So in essence, your sales and marketing teams need the best technology to be as productive as possible. And the marketing funnel comes first before the sales funnel. Yeah. So that actually there's two.
Yeah. Well, the number, you just mentioned a whole host of them.
Yes. But first of all, you have that marketing funnel that's like getting the leads to the site or to for the webinar or for the reviews or cancellation, whatever. But then the sales funnel kicks in, which is like a whole different funnel altogether. There's actually four main ones, four main layers, but there's actually a few more with the sales funnel, with which is slightly more e-commerce specific. And it would include the first four, which is awareness, interest, evaluation, engagement. And then you also get commitment or the sale or the purchase, renewal, repurchase, and reviving dead leads. So you could actually extend your funnel to make it even longer and more thorough to include renewals, repurchasing, and also reviving dead leads.
I was going to ask about that, but before we do that, Judy has a question. Says, is this sales funnel in LinkedIn?
Yes, you would use LinkedIn as part of your sales funnel.
Mm.
That would be a B2B sales funnel because LinkedIn is business to business.
Yeah.
You'd probably use a B2C, business to customer, sales funnel more for Facebook.
Mm.
Although I do know that people are having great success B2B in Facebook because it is cheaper per click.
Okay. All right.
A lot cheaper.
A lot than LinkedIn.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hope that answers that question. Now, I have my question. So you've got the funnel. Let's focus just for 1 minute on the first one, the marketing funnel.
Yep.
So you're talking about interest.
Okay. Yep.
You're talking about getting some, you're first talking about awareness.
Yep.
So awareness, you get people in the top end of the funnel.
Which would be social media.
All right. Now you get the narrowed down to those that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to lose some off the top
of
the awareness level. At that point, and points further down, what do we do with those people that sort of fall out the side of the funnel? Is there, I mean, like a way to bring them back? Or is that a different one funnel altogether?
That's retargeting and remarketing, which is a whole separate conversation. So there's so many different ways. Look, I just feel that we need to realize how much money, if we are spending money on advertising, how much money we're spending on advertising. And that on average, it costs 150 Rand just to get a lead.
Mm.
Okay. I don't think us as business owners know enough or or are doing enough to suck as much as we can out of those leads.
And the funnel does that for you, helps you to do that.
Yes. Okay. It helps you to capture everything, you know, and that's why. So for people who are truly not interested, or they're not responding or showing any sort of engagement whatsoever, you can still follow them around the internet, wherever they're going on social media and on Google properties, using remarketing, which is email, or retargeting, which is that cookie that attaches itself to your IP and follows you around. So there are ways to keep those people interested, even if they never ever purchase anything.
Yeah, or keep them aware.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. But decision and action, that you don't need to refunnel that at all or retarget that at all, because the person's made a decision, they've responded to it and taken some action, become a customer. Now it's about nurturing.
Yes.
You would have another funnel for doing that.
Yes, because if you wanted to extend your funnel, let's say you buy something from my site. That's awesome. How much work as business owners are we working on the people who actually already love us and have used our products and services? Like, what are we doing? What is our strategy for them? And that would be encouraging you to come back.
And have a look.
To buy more.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
You're very clever.
No, I'm not.
No, you are.
You just explain it very well.
No, I just think you're clever.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's also something that we call a lead magnet. So,
as opposed to a chick magnet.
Are you in the mood for this today? That's so funny. So a lead magnet would be a way that we entice people onto our site, onto our landing page, how we get them to give us their email address or their cell phone number. And you will have seen this happening to you on different sites or different landing pages or different Facebook pages where they're offering you something like a free ebook. And I mean, I do it all the time because I feel like a sponge wanting information about all these interesting digital marketing and e-commerce like theories and practices. So yes, I'm going to give them my email address and then they will send me a downloadable book of their secret tips or their top tips or best practices. I mean, now I know where to get the information from the horse's mouth. So I don't do that so much anymore. But a lead magnet is a way of giving you something in exchange for your email address. But it's so enticing that you don't even think about the puppy act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you wanted that badly.
Yes.
Now I've got your email address. What am I going to do with it? You are in the top of that funnel.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Well, you moved into a second phase of that for me because the getting of the obtaining of the email address, okay, that's the end result, the objective.
Yeah.
It's still got to go through the same process. You've got to make people aware. You've got to get them interested in why. You need to get them to make a decision to give you the email address and then take action to do it. That's one funnel done.
Yep.
Now you can take what comes out of that funnel and put it into the next one.
And work it.
And work it. These funnels make sense.
No, they do. So why would you need a lead magnet? The goal of a lead magnet is to gather email addresses, phone numbers, and names in order to build lasting customer connections. From there, the responsibility is on you, the marketer, to build brand loyalty through email marketing campaigns, special offers, product sneak previews, and more. Here's just a quick little step on how to build a sales funnel fast. Step one, analyze your audience's behavior. The more you know about your audience, the more effective your sales funnel becomes. Capture your audience's attention, build a landing page, create an email drip campaign, Chinese water torture, and keep in touch.
Are people still receptive to that?
Email marketing campaigns. I think so. It depends what it is. That's why you need to know your audience.
I think people are more receptive to it. I get a lot of emails from a lot of people, none of which I've subscribed to. But if I've given my email address to somebody, I'm more inclined to read what they send me. So that getting that in a sort of, is the right word, ethical way. In other words, people know why you want their email, or you've gone through that process, why you want their email address and what you're going to do with it. And they've then consented to give it to you, they're going to be more receptive, rather than these people who end up with mailing lists that have basically contravention of the Poppy Act.
Totally. I mean, I had someone the other day on one of our webinars asking to, like, he somehow wanted to cap, like, get hold of people on WhatsApp. And I was like, okay, well, how many email addresses are you talking about? And he was like, 10,000. I was like, well, where did you get that email address list from? Do you even know those people? Now you're going to start contacting them through WhatsApp. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to block it and report it and spam it. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But I feel that when I know what I'm doing when I part with my email address. I totally do. And even if I just want that top tips digital marketing book or whatever, I know that if I get sick of the emails that they are sending me, I can always unsubscribe.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's nothing dangerous with giving our email address out there. You can always unsubscribe. Sometimes that doesn't work, actually, because Builder's Warehouse will not stop sending me stuff. It doesn't matter how many times I unsubscribe. And then you just divert it to a spam folder.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're all adults. We all know what we're doing. If you hand out your email address, you're quite likely to get some email marketing. So if I'm doing that, it's pretty much with a company or a product that I am interested in.
Yeah, I don't. I agree with you, because you've gone down that funnel thing. That's what I'm saying. The funnel makes it almost legitimate.
Yes,
because you've gone through the process with the person, taking them from awareness to interest to decision to action. You've done that. All right. So now they're parting with something. They're going to receive something, ebook or, you know, poke in the eye with a sharp stick. I'm not too sure. But they're going to get something. Okay. And then the fact that they've got your email address and they are then sending stuff to you, I don't believe that to be in contravention of the Poppy Act.
No, because I'm interested and I wanted that ebook.
Yeah. But where it becomes a problem is when that company takes your email and gives it to somebody else who's going to make it part of a 10,000.
Yes.
Right. Now, that person is then contravening. By sending me the email, they're not contravening the Poppy Act. But by sharing my email with somebody else, they are. So there's got to be a certain amount in your business, okay, in that process that assures them that this is not going to happen. Because only then will they make a decision.
Yeah, that's criminal. I mean, why would you sell a database of 10,000 people? It's just, what is the point? And I really think as business owners, it's so important. So many of us actually don't know who our audience really is.
Yeah.
And I just think if we could spend time, which hard lockdown gave me, to just really analyze these little pockets of customers that we have within our database and just profile them, it's quite interesting what you discover. And then you can target your advertising correctly for those little groups.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think I like this final idea.
Yeah, and I think because I am visual and I understand that there would be a lot of people listening who are visual, jump onto Google if you have the chance and go and Google something like lead funnel images or sales funnel images.
I'm looking at a couple right now.
Email marketing. Email funnel images, and just go and look at a graphic, a flow diagram, and it's always in rainbow colors. That's what you'll find. And it just makes, and then they throw things through the top of the funnel with some visuals like, you know, the social media emojis and stuff, and it will actually bring the whole concept and process to life. And then go back to your business, no matter how big it is, and think to yourself, do we even have a process in place here?
Yeah, because all businesses are different. I mean, I'm literally looking at tons of pictures right now.
Half of us don't even have a process, though. We actually have no idea what we're doing, and we're embarrassed, and no one's going to talk about it because it's such a sensitive point. Most of us have no idea what we're doing.
I have never had a clue of what I'm doing.
let's not go into parenting, but I'm winging it every day. Basically, every role I play, I'm literally winging it every day. But if we knew that there were these processes out there that are tried and tested, just go and look at that graph and just see, does your business have a process in place for how you're dealing with leads.
Yes. And these funnels are amazing. They really are. I mean, I'm looking at one here now that says Shopify store. A sales funnel for Shopify store, which is going to be very different. Okay, it's going to have essentially the same things, but there'll be some add-ons to that that would be different from a funnel, sales funnel for your platform.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the e-commerce thing. Shopify is an e-commerce platform, and here they had it. It was getting people to repurchase, getting them back in there, adding extra things to their cart. So an e-commerce funnel will be different to a property, an estate agent's funnel. Or a beautician's funnel, or I don't know, every business that's different.
Essentially, a funnel simplifies sales strategy.
Yes.
You can put into that picture in front of your sales team or your developers or whatever the case may be. You put into a picture of something that is could take 10 or 20 pages of writing to describe.
Yeah.
And I think it is
very
cool.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, very, very, I think it's very cool.
I just love it. Yeah. And for me, I'm very process driven.
Mm.
And I think it's really important that we have processes in place and we're all aware of what we should be doing and also how precious our leads are and that we need to be working them at every stage of the journey, even if they're not interested. And even if the lead is just dead, we can still do something with it. And what do we have in place to ensure that that happens? That is what a sales funnel is there for.
Okay, so let's just put it into practical terms here, because let's say what in your business, in your sales funnel, what are you doing in terms of awareness? Just give people some examples.
Well, for us, it's very easy awareness because it's so beautifully placed on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the awareness actually starts when they are on social media.
Okay, for your business?
Yes.
Okay, so an interest, what are you doing once you got them there to prick their interest?
Well, there is a call to action on all of our posts that drives them through to the website, hopefully to a fully optimized landing page, and that's where retargeting would kick in, or you would have your email addresses, if they were parting with an email address, connected to your Google Ads account, which then creates the remarketing list. So let's say they've seen it on social media. Then they go onto the website. Now they're on Google, on their favorite blog site or Eyewitness News or something, and then they see all of your banner ads there. So that's awareness and interest, and you keep trying to push them back to the website. You might have a nice coupon code or something on some of your ads running that drives them back to the site to try and get them into the shopping mode. Maybe they add something to their cart, but they don't finish it. Then they start getting email marketing coming through like, oh, we noticed that you added a hot air balloon flight to your shopping cart. You know, do you having problems at checkout? Here's a coupon code to incentivize you to go and buy it. So it's that kind of that constant cycle of wherever you're going, we can track you and follow you. And the same thing would be on LinkedIn if you were doing more of a business to business campaign. It's very specific to the type of business that you have.
All right. So I'm looking at your business. I'm looking at this list of things here that says that we've got process. But in that process that you've just described to me, between actually making a decision and taking any action, so from the interest point of view, you've almost got a redirection, a layer in there that gets people to go to a place where you want them to go. So
yes,
you make them aware of who you are, you prick their interest, and then you try and push them through in that layer to go and look at that website, interact with that website, look at what your offering is, then get them to make a decision and take action.
Yes, I mean, with people, whenever we are posting, and all of us as business owners need to remember, and I see it a lot with agencies even posting, you know, we get lazy very quickly, but let's always have our blueprint, our best practices, our textbook way of posting with whatever we are doing. We must have a call to action. Tell your customers exactly what you want them to do if they are interested to buy or find out more information. They can pick up the phone, they can pop an email, but just tell them all the time what they should be doing. And then when they arrive on the site, don't just send them to the home page. Mm. They have to go to a fully optimized landing page where your little offer is happening, or they need to go to a proper, fully optimized product listing page, whatever it is, service or product. And on that page, everything must be on there and in multiple places be telling them what they must do. Are they wanting to buy it now? Are they wanting to inquire? Give them every option. Put it in their hand every step of the journey that they can call and make an inquiry or they can go and buy.
Mm. All right. I'm with you on that. What I was trying to illustrate by making an extra layer in your business is that my sense is that the funnel works, but you need to look at what funnel works for you.
Yes.
And even if you have to create your own layers.
Yes, and it is specific to your business and your products and your customers. And too often, I think that we are forgetting not to compare ourselves to each other. All of our businesses are unique.
Mm.
So each funnel is going to be unique, but it will have the main principles in place.
There will be common elements, but each one will be unique. I like that thinking. I really do. Is that it?
I think that's enough.
Is it? All right. Well, we're going to funnel you on out of here.
I feel funneled out of it.
Funnel you out of it.
I'm going to funnel my way out of here.
Thanks, Odette. Folks, if you want to get hold of Odette to speak about this, there's only so much time we can do on the radio. And this conversation is a much bigger conversation than the one we've had here today when it comes to looking at your specific needs and your business. So my suggestion would be, and she's done, thank you for all the work you've done on our Google My Business thing, because I didn't know.
We're one step further in the funnel.
We're one step further in the funnel with Google My Business.
To solving our problems with Google My Business.
I just find it so bizarre that you've got Google, okay, that can track you to just about anywhere you are because your phone is switched on. They can send you everything that, all this stuff can come at
data you. Data collection.
The whole nine yards. But when you want to do Google My Business, what do? They send you a postcard. It's like, really? Really?
I know.
Literally a snail mail postcard to verify where you're at.
And
but they've got your GPS coordinates, where your business is. They've got all of that, but no, they send you a postcard.
I think there is, I would want to believe that there's perfectly good reason for that. I think that has to do with ensuring that you are operating an authentic business from a proper address.
Yeah, I get it. I just find it hilarious in this day and age that there's no alternative to that we have to go back
Why
to.
Why are we still doing that? Especially here in SA.
Yeah.
Let's not get started.
Yeah, because, they'll send the postcard from America, wherever Google is, somewhere there, California, somewhere there.
Yep.
They will send that. It'll get to South Africa in about 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, call it a day. From America to here. And once it lands in South Africa, it takes 7 weeks to get.
I try 6 months. For one of my business addresses, it took me literally 6 months. Eventually, I was on a video call with them, and I had to walk through the building and show them stuff. Like, where is the meeting room, and where is your desk, and do you have any whiteboards? And the license plate of my vehicle.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Anyway, but thank you for helping us.
You are welcome.
To get back to what I wanted to say is that if you want to get hold of Odette and speak to her, and I would suggest you do it. Look, if you're going to invest in your business, do it properly and do it wisely. This lady knows what she's doing. She has built one of the best and, at the time, one of the most revolutionary online shopping platforms in this country. Before, when you started, there was no takealot.com.
There wasn't.
You were literally...
There was no bucket list online either, but now everyone's replicated that in different ways.
And that's not a bad thing because, imitation is probably the best form of flattery. But she knows what she's doing is what I'm trying to say. So get hold of her. Her WhatsApp number is 084-811-9163. I'll say that again, 084-811-9163.
Yes.
And you can WhatsApp her. She'll respond to you, have a chat to her. And like I say, if you're going to invest in your business, you may as well do it properly. And she knows.
Yeah, it's about groundwork and framework.
Yeah. And she knows that stuff. All right. Vaynon says he hopes that you're not going to fondle your way out of here. Listen, she's my daughter.
Exactly.
I adopted her.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Odette, thanks very much. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sure you're going to be bringing us something equally as interesting as today's conversation.
Yes.